Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 11,000 Korean churches around the world, as well as in Korea and local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet and GCN. How do you prepare for your beloved one's birthday? Some people spend many days on choosing a gift for their beloved one's birthday. After picking up the gift, you know, they wait for the day with a fluttering heart. They wonder if they like their gift or not. They look forward to seeing his or her face full of joy. If you prepare someone's birthday with all your heart, it means he is very precious to you. Say, there is a mother who's raised her children alone by working so hard, and now she became 70 years old. What shall her children do on her birthday? They must do well to their mother, but they will try even, you know, harder and together to give more joy to her on her 70th birthday than before. Also, when the baby becomes 1 year old, you know, parents will, you know, want to throw a big party for the baby. Actually, the baby does not know what day it is, but parents want to give the best thing to their baby. There is a famous actor who gave a $8 million worth private jet to his 7-year-old daughter for her birthday. You know, he bought it for her so that, you know, she could easily come to meet her daddy, you know, even when he was far away. In addition, some people increase the number of the people whom they support under the names of their children on their birthdays every year. It's because they want to give a special meaning to their children's birthday and share happiness with more and more people. I believe you already notice, you know, why I'm telling you this, because you are so smart. What kind of gift did you bring here to celebrate Jesus' birthday? Christmas is the day when Jesus, you know, who existed in the form of God, came to this earth in human flesh for me. It's the day that our Jesus, the master of all things, was laid in a manger for me. It is the day when he came to me, forsaking the heavenly glory, to be crucified for me who was destined to die from sins. How many things do you have in your heart to attend this service celebrating such precious Jesus' birthday? Let's confess to our Lord with all our heart of thanks. Lord, thank you for coming to this earth. I love you. Lord, thank you for your coming to this earth. Thank you. Okay? Let's confess together with our heart. Lord, thank you for coming to this earth. I love you. I wish your today will be filled with joy and happiness wherever you go on this Merry Christmas, on this Happy Christmas. Wherever you are, you must be full of thanks and joy, and you have to do goodness to celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ, not only today, but other days also. Until the Lord comes back, you should practice the goodness of the Lord to others. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11 says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" As it says, there has been born for you a Savior. The reason Jesus came to this earth is definitely for us and to save us. You and I know this very well. So, let me ask you a question. Why did Jesus have to put on the human flesh to save us? Actually, it's not accordant with humans' limited thought. People don't want to, you know, believe it and say, how can God become human? It's nonsense. It can't be understood by human thought. Moreover, even for Jesus, it's not easy to come in human flesh and accomplish the duty to redeem mankind. Well, Jesus existed in the form of God. He is one. He is one of the triune God. He had the glory of the Creator in heaven, the fourth dimensional space. It's such a huge sacrifice for Jesus to live as a third dimensional being within the limit of the flesh itself. Here is an analogy. What if we, humans, the third dimensional beings, have to put the form of animals, the second dimensional beings, and live in their cage? Some, you know, puppy lovers, you know, feed their puppies the human food, and they put clothes on them, and even sleep with their puppies. However, if you have puppies, you know, probably you may agree. However, no matter how much they love their puppies, they will not wear a collar, live in its house, the doggy house, and eat its doggy food. I don't think there will be anybody. What if you cannot even speak, but only bark, wow, wow? You are threatened by other big dogs, and you gotta be dragged to be slaughtered for your dog. Would you do that? There will be no one who would do so. No matter how much, you know, he loves his pet. Well, Jesus putting on the human flesh form, well, it was even worse than that. Okay? The incident of more nonsense than this actually happened on Christmas. God, in the fourth dimensional space, the creator of everything, omnipresent God, came to this world of the third dimensional space in human flesh. And the Father God and our Lord was God Himself. He came to this earth in human flesh. Do you think He didn't feel any, you know, difficulties? You heard the dimensional, you know, dimension lecture, right? The space in heaven and on this earth has great difference. So I gave you an analogy, okay? This earth and the moon. If the man wants to go to the moon and live there, you know, the man should be astronaut and then go there by shuttle, right? Rocket. And then he has to put on an special astronaut clothes. And even before go there, you know, he has to, you know, prepare himself under the such, you know, heavy pressure, you know, wearing, you know, an oxygen tank after the very special long training. But after a trip to a moon, you know, they have to go on a special, you know, medical checkup, in the medical checkup after on. So there is surely difference between the, you know, species, temperature, pressure, your density of this air. Most of all, what about evil? In heaven, there is no evil. The space is love itself. They give only glory to Father God. That's the spiritual space. However, from that space, our Lord had to put on the human form. In heaven, He had great sorrow when looking down on souls. But He had to put on the flesh of form. Form of, you know, human flesh. Because He put on the human flesh, He suffered the pain that He never had to suffer. He took such a huge sacrifice himself. It's not comparable to humans in becoming animals. So he could make everything in heaven and earth with his word. But he had to be hungry. He could make water into wine and let water come out from the rocks, but he had to be thirsty. He felt tired after walking a lot. He had to feel cold, hot, and pain. He could destroy man with the judgment of flood, fire, or sulfur, but he silently received the contempt and persecution of his creation. Because he got no power, because he got no authority, he had to go through all those mockeries and insults? No. He did it. He could avoid it, but for the will of Father God and for us, he took all that sacrifice. He is the light itself, and he is so holy, but he had to take the burden of dirty sin, and after all, he had to be crucified on the cross. Brothers and sisters, our Lord took that way, but don't take it for granted. Can you feel that pain that he had to take? I hope you can check it one by one. And probably it will help you love Father God and the Lord more. If you love Father God, then your Christian life will be much easier. If you don't feel his love, if you don't feel the love and sacrifice of Father God and the Lord, then your life, your Christian life is nothing. It's like, you know, so your life and Christian life will be so light that even in a small breeze, it will be blown away. But if you feel the pain, if you know and understand how our Lord took the sacrifice, our Lord lived a poor life, our Lord had to overcome all those mockeries and insults. He was sinless, but he was treated like a sinner. For me, for my wealth, for my, you know, health, he took all these things. If you remember all these things, then you will understand the love of our Lord, and he will help you overcome your difficulties and make your Christian life better. This Christmas should make you understand and feel this love of our Lord again and be full of the Holy Spirit. And why did Jesus go through such things to save us? Let's look into two reasons for this. The first reason Jesus came to this earth in human flesh is that he loves us. In the world, you cannot find anyone who loves us more than our Jesus. So many people die hard for fleshly love. Of course, there will be love between family members. And thanks to that love, you can be happy and you can receive comfort. But even if nobody loves you, you gotta know that Father God and the Lord loves you so much. If whole world loves you, it cannot be compared with the love of our Lord. Our Lord came to this earth in a human flesh. It's not like, man becoming an animal. But he did that out of his love for us. Now, how can you replace his love with anything? That love, his love is the best. With that love, you can overcome everything. You cannot exchange his love for anything else in the world. When I ask why Jesus came in flesh form for us, you might think of four qualifications of the Savior. Of course, there is no one who can satisfy these four conditions. So it's right to say that Jesus had to come to this earth in human flesh. Acts 4:12 says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." Now, to explain the first reason of His coming in flesh form. Let's look into the four qualifications of the Savior briefly now. To become the Savior, first, He must be a man. It's the condition according to the law of redemption of the land. Our Lord became the Savior. And then there are four conditions. These conditions also comply the reason why Jesus loves us. The conditions also make you realize the love of our Lord for us, okay? So as I explain these four qualifications for you, please try to understand the love of our Lord deep in your heart all the more, okay? It is the condition according to the law of redemption of the land. The land of the Israelites is divided to each tribe by God, so they must not sell it to others. If they had to sell it because of their poverty, there is a way to redeem the land again. So there is a way to get it back, okay? There is a law. Generally, once you sold something, you don't have any authority over it any longer. Even if you say, I'll pay for it, so give it back to me. If the new owner does not want it, you cannot have it back. Right? You cannot apply the law of the redemption of the land, okay? It doesn't work. However, it applies to the land of Israelites, set up by Father God. But according to the law, lands belong to God forever. And if a close relative pays the price, it has to be turned back to the original owner. This is also the spiritual law about man made by dust. How fortunate we are. If a man sinned and he sold to the enemy devil and Satan, there is a way to get away from the punishment of death. Can you see the wisdom of Father God? The enemy devil and Satan couldn't count. They couldn't understand why Father God set up the law of the redeeming, the conditions of the redeeming the land, redemption of the land. He made this law for the salvation of mankind before ages. This is not the law that Father God set up when Jesus came. He set this up before ages. So enemy, devil, and Satan cannot say anything to it, you know. This spiritual law had the spiritual meaning for our salvation. Now, when some people, you know, set up a law without any condition, you know, people will not follow it, right? Father God, you know, planned for human cultivation, and He set up this, you know, the law of the redemption of the land in the before ages for our salvation beforehand. And then 4,000 years later, you know, Jesus came to this earth and applied this spiritual meaning to His ministry. And so that, you know, people could understand that, this law was for our salvation. Now, we are living in this end time. Our senior pastor explained this spiritual, and the message of the cross by the explanation of our Father God. And we came to understand that this, you know, the law of the redemption of the land is for our salvation. When we realized it, we were surprised. We were shocked. Well, that's right. This was the wisdom of Father God. This was the secret. We were so surprised, right? We were surprised at this, the great wisdom of Father God. You overjoyed, right? When you realized it. Well, why did Father God give a very special law, strange law? But after listening to the message of the cross, you realize that, that law was the Father God's special wisdom and special plan for us. And that plan was accomplished through our Jesus Christ. He didn't set up this law out of sudden. He set it up before ages, and through His wisdom, He all accomplished it. To accomplish this, Jesus came to this earth in human flesh. If a man sinned and he sold to the enemy devil and Satan, there is a way to get away from the punishment of death. If anyone pays the price of sin, you can gain life again. It's the wisdom of God who prepared the way of salvation. Before ages, it was the secret. Blood relatives who can pay the price of sin of man must be men who has spirit, soul, and body. That's why our Jesus came to this lowly earth in human flesh. Jewish people thought that the Messiah would come in a royal family or as a man, as a God. How God would send Messiah to us? They didn't imagine their Messiah would come in like Jesus came. But Jesus came in the form of man because that was the one of the four qualifications to become Savior. Now second, He must not be a descendant of Adam. Descendants of Adam are born with the original sin, so they cannot save others. Only Jesus, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, can become the Savior. Third, He must have power. To find the captive soldiers back, you gotta be stronger than your enemy. To save the sinners who belong to the enemy devil and Satan, you gotta be stronger than them. The power in the spiritual realm is sinlessness. Only the one who has no original sin nor self-committed sin can break the power of the enemy devil and Satan and fulfill the duty of salvation. However, everyone in the world has sinned. Even if there is anyone who keeps the law perfectly, he is a sinner with the original sin from the moment of his birth. You gotta go to jail because of many debts. Then, you don't have any power to pay for others' debt. Because only Jesus has the power of holiness, He can redeem us from our sin. Now, what is the last condition for the Savior? He must have love. This is the core reason why He had to come to this earth in human flesh. With the former three conditions, we are already sure that Jesus is the only one who satisfied the conditions of the Savior. However, there is something you gotta remember. Although Jesus satisfies those three conditions, He didn't need to come to this earth. As I gave you an analogy, only when my relatives is rich enough, he can forgive my debt. This is the condition that makes you desperate, right? Let's say I have sisters, right? Pastor Myung Lee and Myung Lee. What if I had debt and I had to go to the jail? Now, my first sister, Pastor Myung Lee, is rich. Now, sister, I'm in great debt. I got to go to jail. Now, please pay for my debt. Of course, Pastor Myung Lee is so close to me, right? If I, don't be confused, okay? But what if we didn't grow up by the love of our senior pastor? If we got married, then we wouldn't have much chance to get together on this Christmas season, right? And when there was something, some trivial thing, then probably we would have argued too. Especially over money, right? There are so many people, even among brothers and sisters in family, they quarrel and argue over the inheritance. Right? Now, you ask for help. Sister, I need your help. I got in great debt. Now, you don't do well your duty to your sister. You don't think of her her birthday. You don't treat her as your elder sister. But since you are in trouble, you ask for her help? No way. She will say, I don't want to help you. You didn't do anything good to me. You ask for help only when you are in difficulties? Then probably I got nothing to say about it, right? I got to go to jail. Think about Jesus. He was in that position. To save us, he came to this earth in a fleshly form. Without love, he couldn't do that. Since he was Jesus, he had to do that. Well, you may think about it, and then you cannot feel his love. Since he is our senior pastor, he has to take the sacrifice. He has to sacrifice himself. He's not obliged. There are many pastors, many ministers. However, if where can you find this? Senior pastors is never around. When members have, some health problems or some financial problems, senior pastor was with, when he was with us, he always prayed for us, and so that we solved the problems. But he's not around. So we miss his power all the more. Since senior pastor has gone that way. Senior pastor prayed like this and sacrificed himself like this. He could have chance to enjoy beautiful moments with his family. He could have gone for vacation. But he didn't do that. He stayed alone in the prayer house, praying to lead countless souls to green pastures and quiet waters. Now, some members do not keep their Sabbath holy. But when they got sick, they come to church to receive his prayer. Then he still prays for them. Father, their faith is weak. However, I will feel their justice on behalf of them. So even if they have weak faith, look at me and solve their problems. He has lived such a life. On holidays, when you enjoyed it, you enjoy it with your friends or your family. You eat together, you dine out. You do so, right? After this Christmas service, your friends or your family or your group members will have beautiful moments, right? What did our senior pastor do after Christmas service? He gave seminar for men's mission. And then he ate, lunch in his own office. He lived such a sacrificial life. Thanks to that sacrifice, even though when we had the weak faith, we were healed and we received the blessing. Thanks to justice that he filled up for us. And we received the blessing. Without sacrifice, we couldn't enjoy this kind of blessing. Such huge blessing Father God gave to us through Jesus Christ on this Christmas. Jesus, because of our sin, came to this earth in human flesh. Don't take it for granted. Jesus is not obliged to it. He could have said, I don't want to die for them. But out of his love for us, he died for us. I'm explaining an analogy that, even though your relative is rich enough, if he's not, he doesn't have love for you, then he would not, pay the debt for you, right? And then it cannot be done without love and sacrifice, okay? That's what I'm explaining. In the Bible, you can find many examples. Think of Ruth. Ruth, mother-in-law Naomi moved to other land, and then she went back to her homeland. Now her land belonged to someone else, right? Now they got no money to buy their land back. So what should they do? They have to find close relatives who can pay for their rent, pay for their land. Now, back then, there were two close relatives who were rich. Now, among the two, the one who was closer to Ruth was rich enough to pay for the land. However, he refused it. I don't want to pay the land. You know, even if he pays for the land doesn't belong to him. The land will belong to, you know, Naomi and Ruth, right? However, another relative, Boaz, had mercy and love for Ruth. So he was willing to pay the price for the land. So even if someone has power to redeem the land, if he doesn't have any willing or the sacrifice and love, he would not pay for it, right? So Ruth's example is a good example. Jesus did the same thing. Jesus paid such a huge sacrifice to redeem us from our sin. If he doesn't love us, if he says, I don't want to become the Savior by suffering so much, we gotta live in eternal fire of punishment. Brothers and sisters, before we heard the gospel, we didn't know we were sinners. We didn't know how to be saved. But even when we didn't know, before we couldn't even ask, Jesus came to this earth for us already. 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us. The reason why Jesus had to come to this earth taking all the sufferings was that reason. He loved us first. So the meaning of Christmas is love. Because he loved me, Jesus came and lived a poor life to give me a rich life. Because he loved me, Jesus came and he was whipped to give me health. Because he loved me, he came to this earth to be persecuted and mocked for me. Because he loved me, he came to this earth to be nailed on his hands and feet to die for me. And even now, since he resurrected and ascended into heaven, he's been praying for me, and he's been building a house for me. Today is the day we're celebrating his birthday. May all of us who received such love be filled with joy and have thanks in our hearts. Let's give all thanks and glory to our Lord. That love, if someone says, I don't want to do that, then you cannot receive that kind of love. When parents give birth to their children, parents give love to their children. They're obliged. But right now, in this generation, we cannot find love. From time to time, we can find parents who don't give their love to their children. Quite a lot, actually. Parents without love, you know, it is a sure thing that they should give love to their children until their children grow up. They make sacrifice for their children. The father should, you know, work hard and work hard, you know, in his work, you know. Sometimes, you know, he wants to, you know, give up, right? However, to support his family, the father has to work hard, right? Out of love for his children and family, father does that. What about mother? The mother cannot do all the chores and take care of their children. She does all the chores. But You cannot find the mother who say, what should I do this? However, in this generation, in this end time, you can find such an appearance. However, the love of Father God and the Lord, they made such sacrifice and love for us. They wouldn't need to do that, but out of their love for us, they did that. You got to remember that and embrace it deep in your heart. Brothers and sisters, the second reason Jesus came to this earth in human flesh is, second, to demonstrate Father God's love for us. It was the love of our Lord, and second, it was the love of Father God. What's the reason God created us and cultivated us for thousands of years? It is to gain true children with whom He can share true love. To share love with God, what should we do? First, we should understand God's heart, and we should feel how much He loves us deep in our hearts. Then we can come to love God. But the problem is, man cannot understand God's love nor love God by himself. It's been so since the first man, Adam. God loved Adam and let him enjoy utmost glory and power. But Adam could not understand God's love, but betrayed God. People of Israel enjoyed the privilege of God's children, God's chosen people, but they betrayed God's love. They exiled from Egypt through 10 plagues. They saw the miracle that the Red Sea was divided. They were protected in the wilderness with the pillar of cloud and of the pillar of fire. They had manna and quails. How did God love them in the time of Judges? Although they repeatedly sinned, if they repented and cried out to God, He sent judges and defeated their enemies for them. Father God sent judges to them whenever the Israelites cried out through repentance. But when their life is at peace, they worshiped idols. Human beings are so addicted to something they can see and touch, right? Think of men. Think of people. Think of people in the days of Judges. When they got troubles, they look for God. They ask God. After they worshiped idols, they were invaded by Gentiles. Then, there is only one God who can, who could help them. So they ask such help. They ask for help from God, right? Because they heard that, their ancestors were protected and they were saved by the help of Father God. So when they cried out, Father God sent proper men, judges, so that they would defeat the enemy. And once they got safe and protected, soon they worshiped idols. They were so full. They wanted to see things and they wanted to touch things. Idols made of gold and silver, which couldn't do anything for them. They worshiped such idols. That's what happened in the days of Judges in Israel. Now you gotta check yourself whether you are like them. When Father God showed miracles to them, people enjoyed it. In this church, not a single day was passed without seeing the miracles of God and power of God. However, when you don't receive your own blessing in this church, your love for Father God cools down. When you feel and touch Father God's blessing with your own hand, you feel you're filled with love of Father God. But when you don't feel it, you easily forget. But once you know the love of Father God actually deep in your heart, then you gotta remember it deep in your heart. Day ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, you gotta remember the love of Father God who healed you, who blessed you, no matter what happened. Now, everything is fine, so you didn't need Father God's help. So you forgot His help. You were in a great accident 5 years ago. But you were healed by Father God. then you got to be thankful all the time. But now, today you don't receive any answer. So you forgot the grace you received from Father God. You are not better than any Israelites who lived in the days of Judges. No, Senior Pastor is not before our eyes. Now, would you deny the teachings of Senior Pastor just because Senior Pastor is not before our eyes? I hope you would not say so. In the time of kings, when the king and people feared God, God blessed them to become a strong nation. From time to time, God sent His servants to let them realize His love. However, they forgot that love and worshipped idols. That's what they did. If you read the 17 books of prophets, you can understand how Israelites betrayed God and how Father God missed them when they didn't listen to God, when they didn't worship God, but worshipped idols. He's been telling them how great God the Creator is and how much the Almighty God loved Israel over and over again. However, what did the Israelites react to this God? What did Israelites do? God set up the nation of Israel, and He loved Israelites and His nation. He showed His love to them. Father God protects you. Father God loves you. If you love me, if you obey me, I'll be your Father all the time. I'll be your God all the time. Father God loved that love to them. But Israelites, what did they do? Don't be like them, okay? Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, chapter 1, verse 2 says, I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us? Through prophet, Father God said, I have loved you. But people said, how have you loved us? That's Malachi chapter 1 verse 2 says. Malachi the prophet says this. After the sin of Adam, 3,600 years passed by. Israelites ask this kind of question to God. How have you loved us? Which means, I do not know your love. I didn't feel your love. I didn't realize your love. So, I cannot love you. That's what that meant. Yesterday, the Red Sea was divided, so they sang praises and they danced. Today, they got no drinking water, so they complain against God. They doubt the love of Father God. Can you feel the heart of Father God, who was so sad, who wants to gain true children? But Father God was not disheartened. He showed even greater love. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When Senior Pastor preached about the cross, he once asked us this question. My dear brothers and sisters, do you understand the heart of Father God when He looks at the cross of His only begotten Son? Do you remember your answer? Well, after some moment, Senior Pastor said, no, you can never understand. I believe you said amen when he asked you. But Senior Pastor has said this. Can you understand the heart of Father God when He looks at the cross of His only begotten Son? Then you said amen, but Senior Pastor said, no, you can never understand. We can never fully understand the love of Father God, who gave His precious, the only begotten Son, to the horrible cross. Matthew 27:51 says, and behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two for torn in two from top to bottom. Because of the pain that our Father God receives, there was an earthquake. He was so hurt in his heart. He was so sad. He did it out of his forest. Father God is our God. He knew that Jesus dying on the cross would save so many souls. Do you think that makes Father God not sad? Even though he was so sad, out of his great love for us, he even gave up his only begotten Son on the cross. And the pain was revealed through the form of earthquake after our Lord died on the cross. We cannot understand Father God's heart fully, who gave of his only begotten Son to the cross. However, in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, we can feel his heart just like big waves. Not even fully though, even a little, as much as we change, and as we confess, we love you, I love you, Father God, then we can have a glimpse of the feeling how much our Father God suffered when he gave of his only begotten Son. But out of his love for us, he made the kind of sacrifice until we change, and he's waiting. Now as we change, we can feel his heart and his love. And because he loves us, because he wants to save us, he gave his only begotten Son as an atoning sacrifice. You love me so much like that. Once you feel this love in your heart, you can overcome any kind of persecution. And then you can sing praise to Father God, even though you walk in the valley of death. Even though you have pain, as you walk the bottom of your life, it is nothing when compared to the pain of our Father God and pain on the cross of our Lord. Father God's love is so great. Sacrifice of our Jesus was so great. I am learning it. But my pain is even more serious to me. Well, Father God, it's too much. And can you imagine the pain and sacrifice of our senior pastor? Right now, we may grieve in this moment of blessing. Why? Because we think of Father God and the Lord and senior pastor. Because of that, we can overcome fully. When you do your duty. Father, it's too much, so I don't want to pray. However, if you think of the pain of our Father God and the Lord and senior pastor, and if you feel how much they love us, then you cannot make an excuse, but you can overcome that temptation, but make your Christian life much better. Think of Apostle Paul, who made this confession in Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 37. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Think of Apostle Paul's sacrifice and persecution and compare it with your own persecution and pain. Apostle Paul made such great sacrifice and he had to face such persecution. But he says, all these things we overcomely conquer through him who loved us. Even though we were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. This was the confession of Apostle Paul. We gotta make the same confession from the bottom of our heart, from the depths of our heart. I know how much God the Creator of everything and the Lord my Savior and my bride loved me. Now I will pay back for the grace and love. I hope you can make this kind of confession. I pray in the name of the Lord that you can understand the heart of Father God, who's been bearing all sorrows so that we can overcome the days of cultivation on this earth. We are so blessed. Father God, the Creator, loves us. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, loves us. Can you compare this blessing with any blessing? You should be more proud. Your heart should be filled with overjoy. You gotta be excited for the fact that Father God is waiting for you as our Lord builds mansions for you in heaven. As you feel the love of Father God and the Lord, you will know how to maintain your Christian life. Let me conclude this message. Luke 2:14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased." Jesus coming to this earth is glory to God and peace among us with whom He is pleased. If man tries to do something by his own strength and will, he has no peace in his heart because there are so many things that cannot be done by human strength, power, or wisdom. They gotta be afraid and nervous all the time. Man cannot save himself. He cannot live by God's word by himself. He cannot cast off sins in heart by himself. He cannot overcome persecution or love his enemy by himself. Diseases, poverty, discord in families, big or small difficulties, sometimes there seems to be no hope. But because Jesus came for us, we are now in peace. It's because we are saved in the name of Jesus Christ and we receive the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. God receives glory through His children who are more than conquerors with the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. May peace be always with you, whom God is pleased with, and may God be glorified forever. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this earth for us, I pray.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.